is, it really will just bless your spirit, and you can reflect
exactly.
back on that later on.
Yes, absolutely. It's so good to take good notes. That's how I raise my kids. You got to take good notes when you go to school. But, you know, Nan, you do that when you're here in the studio. You're calling in today because of the COVID situation. Betty will be calling in because she lives in Michigan. So anyway, so you both will be on the air with us in just a moment. It's amazing everything we are all going through, but it's also a time that we are growing in trust and love for God. We are growing our faith. And there's so much going on that we cannot see. So much going on that we can't see in the natural realm. You know what I mean, Nan?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, as I have shared with you, I mean, I am growing spiritually a lot right now during this period. And I got some great things to share with you sometime this week too about some things, and it's just really exciting, you know, the growth that is happening with me, and I know it's happening with a lot of people.
Well, and that's because we take our relationship with God very seriously, and we want to grow it, right? You want to talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you got to want it. You know, it's interesting. I was running across some papers, and I haven't read them thoroughly, but some stuff I'd written like 10 years ago, and I was a mess. You know, and if people see me now and know me now and know how I am and what I do and how I am, and if they were to read some of that stuff, they'd be like, wow. But it's because I was a beacon. I was under your leadership, but I wanted to be there, and I wanted, and still wanted to learn and wanted to grow, and that's what we need to do.
It's time you got yourself back, I think, don't you think?
For me?
It's about time you got yourself back, don't you think?
Yes, I guess so. Yeah, this parent situation, so, yeah.
I know.
I need to get back. I watched this morning on Facebook.
Oh, good, and please tell our audience about that, because they can access that every Sunday morning. Even right now, today, it's on Facebook. Just go to my post, Marcia McAllister, or go to Beacon of Hope posts. It's there also. So, and there's other people that have shared it, so you'll find it. It's about a 15 to 20 minute teaching in the Word this morning. You want to comment on any of that?
Yes, I would. It was a fantastic teaching, and there again, I got great notes off of it, you know. And there again, I can't help but reiterate enough to the listeners, if they are in a position, whether they listen to it live or at a later time, that they can take notes, take notes. I got great notes from this morning's sermon that I'm going to be able to reflect back on, you
right.
know, at other times, later today, next week, next month, next year, whenever. You
yeah.
know, that the Lord will quicken back to your spirit, and you'll see that stuff like, yes, I remember, oh, that's right, oh, yeah. You know, you get all excited. I get excited about it. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm glad you are excited, because that is what we need to be. We need to be excited about God's Word and how as He speaks to us and teaches us how we grow in Him, and how important it is that we make our spiritual walk a priority. Talk about that, Nan, please.
Well, absolutely. The number one, I mean, I'm an employee, of course, because I work, and most of us have to work, you know, just the same living.
Sure, right.
But that's not my priority. My priority is God. My priority is my relationship with Jesus Christ. And all the rest of that works out great. It means I'm a good employee, because even the Word tells us to do what we do as if we're doing it unto the Lord. So
right.
when we go into our place of employment, you know, we need to do as if we're doing it unto the Lord, and our light can shine out through us while we're doing that.
Absolutely. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be a light. He said He has called us to be lights in the world, right in Matthew chapter 5. That is what God wants for us. Betty is joining us right now. Betty Thomas
Hello.
From Michigan. Hey, Betty.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Betty.
You sound like you're Southern, but you're really Northerner.
Yeah, I was Southern at one time, but then I came North, but I still stuck with my Southern roots.
Okay, you stuck with your Southern drawl? Okay.
Yes, I did.
All right, that's okay.
Sometimes it can get really Southern, too.
Well, we miss you, Betty, and you were not able to come in March when we had planned for you to be here?
No, but it was just one of those things where you just, you know, you have to do what you got to do when someone tells you you got to do it.
Well, sure. Yeah. You had to stay home.
You know what? after this is over, and it will be over soon, I'm coming to Florida.
Okay. We'll look forward to it. We will brace we'll brace ourselves, won't we, Nan? We'll get.
Oh yeah. And I'm going to take a day off. Remember, I was going to take a day off.
You were
scheduled, and I was scheduled off. I told her, I said, a friend of mine's coming in from up north, and we're going to have a great time.
Right.
And then this happened. We're still going to do that.
Right. So you are going to
remember. I'm a hugger too. So.
Oh.
You may get more hugs than you usually get.
Well, then you can't come till we're allowed to hug because, you know, we're not allowed right now.
Yeah. I don't give 6-foot hugs.
No. 6-foot hugs.
We can give virtual hugs.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
virtual hugs. There you go. There you go. I'm excited about what God's doing here. I want to start the show today with a song by Casting Crowns, The Well, because God wants us to keep running to the well, Betty. You want to talk about that? Because he's the well, living water, you know?
You know, he really is. You know, it seems like, you know, we've been sheltered by the shadow of the Almighty and through all of this. And what he's trying to get us to do is draw closer to him.
Yeah.
So that we can depend on him, because we cannot do it on our own.
We can't.
To have him. And the living water that is God's word just needs to wash over us, maybe even more than just once a day. It's just something that's constant.
And exactly.
It's just like a well. The well runs constantly. The water just, especially in a natural flowing well, like what I think I look at Jesus is a natural flowing well, because you can always go to that well whenever you need refreshment, whenever you need filling of with hope and encouragement, because, you know, that song by Casting Crowns, that's what it does, is encourages us to stay closer to him.
Yes, it does. It definitely does. And I have a CD locked in here a minute. So go ahead and talk more about that. And I'm going to try to find that song on something else. Go ahead. Talk a minute.
Okay. You know, one of the great things about music in these very uncertain times that we're under is that it brings us, a lot of the music has scriptures that help us to encourage us and to help us to have hope and to help us to lean into him. And it lifts our spirit, doesn't it, you, Nan, when you hear a song or I send you a song or you hear one on radio and it just ministers to you. It just hits your heart. It, you know, sometimes it makes you cry. Sometimes it makes you smile. Sometimes it makes you dance. It just depends on the way that we approach these uncertain times. But music really ministers to me, doesn't it, to you, Nan?
Oh, absolutely. I was saying, yes, I was in the car briefly to go around from my parents' house to my house. And, I was listening. My radio will show the name of the song and the artist, and I heard the song. Oh, that's a great song! I took my phone and took a picture of that so I could see about getting that song at a later time. And I had that happen the second time too. So I mean, it's just the songs just are so uplifting. You know, music just does wonderful things. It lifts us up in our spirits. And you know, if you're feeling down, put on a great, you know, praise and worship CD and just. You know, just let it flow over you. Like you said, just let it flow over you.
Amen. Here we go. The Well by Casting Crowns.
There's a river.
Hang on. I'll get it right here in a minute.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, you just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well.
And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Just come as you are, when your last prayer is spoken. Just rest in my arms a while, you'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Yeah. Leave it all behind. The world will try. That you're full of love beyond measure, your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see the living water is found in me. 'Cause you come to the well. Yeah. It's all who thirst will thirst no. It's all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind.
Your pursuit of perfection.
Leave it all behind.
Your fear of rejection.
Leave it all behind.
Come to the well. That's his presence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you for this moment in time that we can gather together across the airwaves with so many of our close friends and family and people we don't even know, Lord. And we ask that you anoint and bless this next few minutes, the next hour and 45 minutes together, as we delve into your word, as we really talk about you, the well, the source of our living water. We thank you, Lord, for this time together, and we just bless you from the bottom of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And let's go to Psalm 34.
Pastor,
yes, go ahead.
Pastor, God gave me a poem. May I read it to you?
Sure, you may. As we go to Psalm 34, people.
Psalm 34, okay. I have so much for you. Why not turn to me? Of your strife and illnesses, you can be set free. I can offer you what no one can. Come to me, even this day. Trust that I will help you, knowing that I will make the way. It's up to you, dear one. I love you so very much. Let me be Lord of your life. You'll truly experience my touch. What will it be?
Wow, that's beautiful. Nan, would you explain to our audience that these are not planned in advance? God speaks to you sometimes during a song, sometimes other times. Could you explain that?
Yes, this is not planned. I mean, I'm sitting here with the blank sheet of paper, and what happens is many times during the songs he'll inspire a poem, and it's like what you would call hot off the broiler plate.
That's what I call it.
It's never scheduled. It's never planned. It's never rewritten. It's the gift that God has given me of writing poetry.
Right.
You know, and this is one of the many ways that he uses it is on the radio show.
Exactly. And so that poem was written like a message to people from God.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you to read it one more time so that our audience understands that God is speaking to every one of us right now through this poem. So read it one more time in light of that.
Yes, ma'am. I have so much for you. Why not turn to me? Of your strife and illnesses, you can be set free. I can offer what no one can. Come to me, even this day. Trust that I will help you, knowing that I will make the way. It is up to you, dear one. I love you so very much. Let me be Lord of your life. You'll truly experience my touch. What will it be?
Praise God. That's God's invitation. Listeners, God is inviting you to really come into his presence in a fresh new way. Why do we need his presence, Betty? Why can't people just go along through life and just not pay much attention to God at all? Because we know countless numbers of people do that very thing. But why is that not good? What does God want from us, Betty? Are you there, Betty? Betty.
Whoops, sorry. I was singing, so I had you on mute. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, one of the things that God wants from us is our heart. He wants us. He wants us because he is our Heavenly Father, and he wants us to be as close to him as we are to our own children, but even closer. He wants that intimate relationship with us so that we can go to him when the world fails us. He is always there. Because he came to save us, and not as the peace, and he gives us peace, he gives us comfort. And I know sometimes when we feel like that we can't see him, that he's not there, or we can't feel, we can't touch, you know, people have to have this vision, or they have to be able to touch something to make it reality, when in all reality, God is closer than you think.
He comes
to you just by the mention of his name.
Amen.
And when we come into his presence, it gives us an overwhelming sense of solace. It gives
us peace.
Sense of peace.
Yes.
And contentment and rest. You know, when we, in the stillness, especially at night, COVID-19, you know, expanded across the United States and across the world. It gave us all a sense of anguish, a sense of fear, a sense of uncertainty of what's happening, what's going to happen. And, you know, through all of this, God has given us a sense of peace because he said, I've overcome the world. Mm-hmm. And when he said that, and it's just like in Nan's poem, is that those words were so peaceful. They were so gentle that they were coercing us to say, hey, my child, I am here.
Amen.
I'm giving you peace.
Yes.
Some people think that God is very vindictive, that, you know, he's got a gavel and he's just ready to strike at us at any time. During this time, I'll try to say this without crying because it has been a very stressful time for me.
Yeah.
And God's presence has just swept over me so many times during the day, in the afternoon, that, you know, I found myself when I'm in these type of situations that I find myself closer to him because I have to have that sense of safety, that sense of security, mm-hmm. knowing that my Heavenly Father watches over me.
Right.
And, you know, that poem, Nan, is just like God right now, just to tell people how much that He wants to be with you and to take care of you.
Amen.
And He loves you so much. And your mm-hmm. message today, again, was about love, about mm-hmm. how much God loves us.
Right.
And even though, listener, if you don't believe that God exists, I want to tell you that He does, because one of these days, in the next few weeks, I'm going to give a testimony about what God has brought me through. And God has given me more insight, more peace than I've ever had in my entire life.
Praise God.
Yeah, there are days that, yeah, I feel like that maybe my faith is a little lacking. But you know what? As soon as I pick up that word of God, or I put on a song, or someone will send me, I think it was the day before yesterday, someone sent me a very, very touching thing. Because Pastor Jim and I type prayers.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just feel like, God, are you even listening? And someone said that those prayers are from God.
They are.
And that's mm-hmm. what we want, people. That's what we want. We want you to know God.
Yes.
So well that the first thing that comes out of your mouth is, praise God. Mm-hmm. I love Jesus. God is with me. God is for me. Who can be against me? I'm sorry for the long talking, but I just want people to know that through all of this, He is with us.
He is. Woo, He is. Psalm 34, verse 1. This is a psalm of David. I will, this is an act of your will, I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, that does not say I will bless the Lord, praise the Lord when things are going perfectly. David understood this. He was going through a very hard time when he wrote this, okay? And he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's not just occasionally when you go to church or when you hear a good song that makes you say, praise God. No. David said, verse 1 of Psalm 34, if you're just now joining us on Living the Good Life, I will bless the Lord. It's an act of our will. At all times, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My life makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble and afflicted hear and be glad. Verse 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. Let's do that right now. Nan and Betty, I'm going to ask you just to join me. Let's just praise God right now. Go ahead, even though they can hear you. I want them to hear you. And I just want us to just, Lord, we just praise you. We bless you from the bottom of our hearts.
We just love you, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts.
You are the God that loves us. Oh, we love you, Lord.
You are so wonderful.
Praise God.
The holy name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there you go. That's verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. We just did that. You two were magnifying the Lord with me. We're exalting His name together. Verse 4, I sought the Lord. That's what we want you to do as you listen to these shows and as you listen to our Facebook and YouTube posts. We want you to begin to seek God. I sought the Lord.
This lady says, what any idea what the engine is or the horsepower?
Say that again.
What?
Wait a minute, I lost you. Is that you, Betty, talking?
It is, sir.
Wait a minute. Was that you talking, Betty? It was kind of confusing right there.
No. I've got you on mute.
Oh, okay. Was that you, Nan?
No.
Okay, whatever that was. All right. Verse 4. I sought and required Him of necessity and on the authority of His word. And He heard me. And He heard me. And delivered me from all my fears. We're going to be talking today a lot about being delivered from fear, because this is a problem that's going on right now across the globe. people are full of fear. They're full of anxiety. If you go to my Facebook post from this morning, you're gonna hear me talk about this. Fear, anxiety, worry, doubt, these are not your friends. They should be your enemies, and you should desire to get rid of them. Verse 4 again, I sought the Lord and required him of necessity. In other words, I needed him. I needed him. And on the authority of his word, and he heard me. Guys, this is so important for right this moment. It is so pertinent to this moment in time. I seek God and he hears me. I seek God and he hears me. I cry out to God and he hears me. I talk to God and he hears me. I in the middle of the night, I wake up and God, I need your help here. I got this issue I'm going through and he hears me. Okay. And the rest of verse 4 of Psalm 34 says, and delivered me from all my fears. There's several important words, but all is marked in my Bible, all my fears. You know, some people say, well, it's okay to be afraid of this or that, or yeah, that's natural to be afraid of this. No, God does not want you to be in fear, dear one. I'm going to read verse 4 again, and then I'm going to ask for Nan and Betty to comment. I sought the Lord, required him, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Nan, talk.
Well, you know, God is so cool. As we were reading that, I was looking at the word, and I'm taking notes, and I've been communing a lot with God within the last day and everything. And he just brought them on my mind. He said, and he used this word, and he says, I will deliver you from the fear of your job.
There you go.
Because we're not, it's uncertain. We don't know exactly what's happening.
Sure. You and yeah. about millions of other
millions
people.
Millions of other people, yeah. Yeah. I'm grateful. I have a job. I mean,
yeah,
I am
but
working,
you're in company of many who can say that today, that they're not yes. sure what's going to happen with their job.
Exactly. And, you know, God will help us not have fear.
Right.
Because he's in control.
Yes.
I mean, he has a plan. He has a plan. He has a plan for our lives. And, you know, he will work all things together for our good, is what his word tells us. And we just need not fear because he is in control as we allow him to be in control.
He is in control.
Sometimes we want to hold it back.
He is in control. And I believe that when we give in to fear, we walk right into the den of iniquity with the devil, because the devil loves us to be in fear, right? Remember 2 Timothy 1:7, God did not give us a spirit of fear. Fear does not come from God. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And some of you need to claim 2 Timothy right now because you've gotten off into fear. You're worried about this. You're worried about that. You're so concerned of what's going to happen about whatever area in your life, your money, your jobs, your kids, your safety, whatever it might be. God does not want us walking in fear. Betty, comment, please.
No, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I switched to a handset. One of the things that I know I dealt with, because you can deal with it on a more personal level, is anxiety.
Yes.
I guess this is a testimony that all of my bloodline have always suffered from anxiety and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. one of the things that when I became a Christian is that anytime something that I didn't quite understand or I didn't have control over, it threw me into a state of anxiety. So what happened was is I would start to worry, and then worry gives birth to fear. Now, fear is a spirit that we have to
exactly,
deal with.
Exactly, yes.
Now, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, because the devil wants us living in fear.
He does.
And last week, the Lord said, it's time. It's time that you overcome fear. It's time that you overcome anxiety. And the way that you do that is through praise, prayer, and worship. And it.
Amen.
I mean, it threw open a window of, you know, the joy comes in the morning, that type of thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, dance like David danced.
Right.
And that's how free that I became.
Praise God.
I said, I will not stand for you to put fear, worry, anxiety, depression, oppression, loneliness, whatever Satan's throwing at you. You have the power to overcome it by the word of God and the word of your testimony, because God's word is alive, and we have to get it down. We've got to read it. We've got to meditate on it. And when I say meditate, I mean meditate on God's word by reading it, memorizing it, and getting it down so deep inside, so that when you start feeling those feelings of inadequacy, that, yes, you can do it.
Yes.
Because God wants you to know that you're an overcomer, that you are his, that you are, and I used to say this to kids, you're a king's kid.
Amen.
You are a queen and a king.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand that there is power in that one name that banishes everything, that who died on the cross for us, who is risen and is coming back again. His name is Jesus Christ. We can't do it without him.
We cannot.
If I didn't have him, I would not be here.
Right.
I have had so many rough places in my life. I've had some trials, and I've had, I've been in some valleys, but you know what, man, I have been on that mountain too. But God has brought me through each and every time because I had faith and trust in him, not in the world, not as what man does, but in the word of God and by Jesus Christ. Like I said, I could preach right now. I could preach for the rest of the hour that we have left. I could preach.
I hear you.
But I will give everybody else proper time to say, but Jesus is our God.
Amen.
And he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Well, we're going to make it Audience Participation Day in this regard. Well, from time to time here during the show, God just showed me there's going to be certain verses that I'm going to have you, Nan and Betty, say right after me. And I want the audience to repeat with you so that you get this down on the inside of you. Psalm 34, verse 4. 34:4. And I'm going to do it phrase by phrase. And as soon as I say the phrase, then Betty and Nan say it. And audience, you say it with Betty and Nan. I sought the Lord and required him.
I sought the Lord and required him.
On the authority of his word, he heard me.
On the authority of his word, he heard me.
And he delivered me from all my fears.
From all my fears.
Go ahead.
There's a slight delay with Betty and I, right?
What?
There's a slight delay.
There shouldn't be. I don't know.
There seems to be. We're not in unison with the word.
Oh, well, that's okay. It's all right that you're not. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We're going to do verse 5, and then we're going to get a song in here. They looked to him and were radiant. So people
looked at him.
Yes,
go ahead. They looked at him and were radiant.
Their faces shall never be ashamed. All right. So here's the deal, people. When we put our confidence and our trust in God and we look to him in the middle of whatever it is we're going through, when we begin to just concentrate and really get our attention on God, then we're not going to walk in the shame. We're not going to walk in fear. I'm going to play this song, which is one by Selah that I love. It's called You Deliver Me. And I believe right now that people, we need to get on board today with being delivered from fear, anxiety, doubt, and worry. And we're going to talk more about that in this show. Fear, anxiety, doubt, and worry. Listen to the song and get on board with the fact that God, Jesus, is your deliverer.
Deep as the ocean, right as a rain, this powerful emotion lifts me up above the plane. It's taking me to places I never thought I'd go. Showing me a grace I never thought I'd know. When I feel like I can't go on, you deliver me. And when the road is winding way too long, you deliver me. You deliver. Like a sinner whose sins have been washed clean, an absolute beginner whose heart has never seen. I must be forgiven for sometimes asking why I was chosen to be given.
Praise God, I love that song.
Pastor.
Oh, yes, Nan.
Gotta give me a poem.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna try not to cry.
Go ahead. You two are criers today, aren't you? I love it. I love
it. We're gonna do it. Tag is me.
It's a crying show today. Go ahead.
The first voice is like from God. The first verse is like God to us. And the second verse is like us to God. It's like, bring all your concerns to me. I will uplift you and make you strong. You will be okay, just fine. You don't have to go it alone. And then I reply, oh, I will bring my worries to you. I will trust you to work it out. Once I see you do all of that, I will let out a great shout. You know, and it's a really short little point there, but it was like, look, what I was seeing just in my mind, there's listeners listening that they are just so gripped with fear and worry, which is what this show is going to be addressing today. You know, and God wants them to know, this is from one from him to the listeners, and God, and us too. But God wants us all to know that he is there. He's working all things together for us. We need to give it to him, and we need to trust him. We need to bless his name, praise his name, spend time in prayer, praise and worship, as Betty's already said. And anyway, that's the poem. Praise God.
That's great. Thank you, Nan. Talk to us, Betty.
If I can, that these songs, just every one of them I've heard this week, and I just, I think crying in times like these is a stress reliever, because God holds each and every one of our tears in his hand because he loves us that much. And even though sometimes, you know, we look at our circumstances, God is working.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see him, but he's working.
He's working.
And he has, and what Nan, I think Nan had said previously, is that God has this all laid out, people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we don't know in the next day, and we are praying for you on a daily basis with strength and encouragement that God will see you through spiritually, emotionally, financially, that God will not see his people perish.
Amen.
And one of the things that we have to realize is that God is alive, that he is real. He's just not someone who's been made up. And when you see people, and this is what brings me to tears, is you see newscasters praying over the airways. We had one newscaster that just was bawling because he wants God. He wants people to know God. Now, this was on a Christian station, but it, even through some of the social media sites, that there are more posts about God, his peace, his presence, and what he's doing in people's lives, more so than has ever happened before.
I agree. I think this
media,
is, yeah, it's happening.
Mm-hmm. On Twitter, on Facebook,
yeah,
YouTube. I mean, there are some things, you know, that, you know, merry heart, do good like a medicine. There are people trying to uplift you through laughter, through prayer. Since I've been on Facebook, I've never seen so many posts about God. And I think in the next few days, weeks, and months to come, we're going to see testimony after testimony after testimony. We're going to hear about what God has done.
Amen.
Because that's what we need to prevail. We need to be encouraging. We need to give people wonderful insight of what God has done in our life.
Amen.
And what God can do in their life. And I think that it will put us in a better place than we've ever been before. I think that there will be more people come to God now than past years.
I agree.
I think that as soon as, you know, here in Michigan, we don't have the availability to go and worship in a building, but people are worshiping on the streets.
Sure.
We had just here where I helped take care of my grandkids, and there were people who had a parade, and they were the frontline workers, sirens blaring, people just, you know, people yelling out their door, praise God. God is with us. If God is for us. And I mean, Megan and I, and even the grandkids, we were crying because this has never been done in this vicinity before.
Yeah, sure.
And it's happening all over the world that, you know, people are going out in their windows and singing,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, he lives. I can face tomorrow.
Right.
Because he lives. And
because he lives.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Praise God.
It's amazing what through all of this, God is going to get the glory.
Amen.
Because he's going to deliver us.
Like, amen.
He said, just like he delivered the Israelites.
Oh,
he's,
yeah,
going to deliver us, people.
Amen.
We've got to hold tight. We've got to hold tight.
Amen. So we're going back to Psalm 34, verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Dear one, when you cry out to God, God hears you. God hears you. This poor man cried, the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Can that include COVID? Absolutely. Okay. And God, and I agree, God is wanting us to get our attention on him and ask him to protect us out wherever we are. Ask him to take care of us. And if you're ill today, ask him to heal your body. And verse 6 of Psalm 34, this poor man cried, or woman, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Verse 7 of Psalm 34, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, who revere and worship him, and each of them he delivers. It doesn't say here in verse 7, the angel of the Lord hangs out with those that are perfect and never had any issues and don't have any issues now or anything that it doesn't say anything about your issues that you have presently have or have had in the past. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who revere him and worship him. That's where God hangs out. And to each of them, he delivers them. God wants to set you free from these fears, people, these anxieties, these worries, and these doubts. If you take notes, write those four things down. That's what God impressed upon us this morning in our service. Four things that he wants us to be relieved of instead of carrying these things around. Worries, fear, doubts, and anxieties. Four things. Okay, I'm going to say them again. Came out very clearly this morning. After we went off of Facebook and we went on with YouTube, you'll be able to catch the rest of my sermon on YouTube.com/, and then you go look for our channel. It's BOHM Global. And there are a lot of BOHMs, but ours is the only one with the logo that's got the lighthouse with a lot of colors in it. So then click on that and you'll see the whole sermon and the last few weeks, plus all of Dr. Angel's and my series so far on this coping with the COVID calamity are going to be put up there either today or tomorrow also. So that's a good resource, our new YouTube channel. Anyway, back to verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and each of them he delivers. Verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. He's good. And blessed is the one who trusts and takes refuge in him. Listen to this song by, and it's a good one, Lauren Daigle. It's entitled Oh Lord. It's a newer song. Some of you probably know it. However, listen and be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Daigle. Love that song. Oh, Lord. Listen to a couple lines that were in that song. I love it. I will stand my ground where hope can be found. Your love is lifting me above all the lies. Whoa. Your love is lifting me above all the lies. Go with me to 1 Peter real quick. And I want to read a verse, couple verses there. 1 Peter chapter 5. And this is such an important passage of scripture. It's one that just needs to be marked in your Bible. 1 Peter 5, starting with verse 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Verse 7 is the one I want to get to. Casting all of your cares. I'm in the Amplified Bible these days. I'm preaching out of it now. And it says there about cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. Cast them on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. We'll go back and talk more about this in the second hour, but I want to give Betty and Nan each an opportunity to talk about casting your cares. It's like casting a fishing rod or a line into the intercoastal waterway or the Gulf, right? Talk to us about that, Nan, real quick, will you?
Well, you know, I mean, the word is telling us to cast our cares upon him. And when you get out there and you bait your hook with whatever you're putting on the hook, you cast it out, you're letting it go.
That's true. Good point.
And my thing is, when you're casting it on him, you're going, okay, Lord, I'm going to let go of this worry. I'm going to let go of my doubt, my anxieties, my fear. I'm going to let go. I'm going to throw it out. I'm going to throw it at you, Father. And you're going to take care of that. I'm giving it to you. I cast it upon you.
It's an act of your will, isn't it? That's right. It's an act of your will.
Is.
Yeah. It's hard for a lot of people to do that. Betty, you want to comment on this before we get up to the top of the hour here?
Well, it is very hard because we feel like that we can do it on our own. We feel like that, you know, there's people around us that, you know, we may talk, but no one's listening. But once you get out on the water and you're in a boat, there's tranquility. And once you feel that tranquility, you just feel like that you can let all of your cares just float away. I mean, just put them in a little sailboat, drop them in the water, and just let them go and watch them just slide away and watch how peaceful it is just to watch them float away.
Exactly.
And that's what God does with us.
Yes.
If we rest in him.
Yes.
If we trust in him, if we put our hope in him, he will renew our strength. You know, we will soar like on the wings of eagles. And that is just, it's a peaceful, tranquil transition from worry, doubt, and fear to peace and comfort that the Holy Spirit gives us, especially in times such as these, is that we need to give them to God and let him refresh and renew your spirit.
Absolutely. That's what we need to do. Is it easy? We're not saying it's the easiest thing you've ever done.
No.
Because it's an act of your will. It's something that nobody's forcing you to do. You choose to cast all of your anxieties and all, it says in parentheses in my Amplified Bible, casting the whole of your care. WHOLE, all of it. And then in parentheses, it says all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. I think it's a decision, and I think it's a moment-by-moment decision. I think it's a big decision to say, all right, I'm not going to live like that anymore. And then it's a moment-by-moment when we start to worry, we have to stop it and go, whoa, 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 wait a minute, I'm not going to get back into that. No, I'm not going there. No, devil, you're not doing that. Okay?
Pastor?
Yeah, yeah.
As you were talking, the Lord just gave me a vision, and he hasn't done this in a while, is when we have burdens, it's like being, and I can see myself being on a weight bench, and I have a bar across me, and each time a burden is added, there's that extra weight.
That's true. Yeah.
And it just keeps getting heavier and heavier and heavier. In comes the Holy Spirit, and it's called a spotter. And when we start to let go of those burdens and those things that are weighing us down, he takes off each one of those weights.
Mm-hmm.
And we give
That's
it
good.
To him.
That's
the bar
good.
Becomes lighter, and it becomes Amen. Lighter and lighter until we can stand up. We can put that bar back up on the bench where it belongs. We can stand up and say, I'm stronger now. I'm able to withstand whatever the devil throws at me because
yes.
my spotter is Jesus Christ.
Woo! Hallelujah, now, you know, that'll preach.
It just came to me. I mean, I'm just seeing it right here in front
it's
of
good.
Me.
And it's good.
Like,
it's good.
Maybe, okay, Lord, do I need to do that? And he said, no, I just want people to understand
That's really good.
That I'm as close to them as a spotter stands to a weightlifter.
Woo!
And it's like, okay, all right, thank you, Lord. Praise you, God.
Yeah,
praise you, Jesus.
That's good stuff. We agree with that. Praise God. Mm. Thank you for sharing that, Betty. We're getting up to the top of the hour. We want to remind you, I'm going to let Betty talk about our prayer line in just a moment after we get through station ID. But in the meantime, we want to remind you that our Facebook posts are up from every Sunday for the last 5 or 6 Sunday mornings. Go to Beacon of Hope. Go to my either Beacon of Hope Facebook posts or mine, Marcia McAllister. Either way, you'll find them. And share them, please. Share them with other people, with your contacts. And let's get the Word of God out there in strength today. And we are so glad to be on the station. Station ID comes up right now.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
All right. So